Jay and Joanne Gross say their son could have stayed in the ER even longer, if not for a YouTube video that Jay posted and has been shared across social media.
Sitting in an ER bed, day after day, hour after hour. We're not going to lose this kid.
Jay says after he put the video up, slots suddenly seemed to open up in treatment programs for his 15-year-old son. He says his son is making progress now, but he wants to fix the system for other people who don't have the same ability to spend days searching for treatment.
I'm not looking to blame anybody. We will never sue anybody. We want this fixed so no couple has to ever deal with this.
And in testimony before a Health and Human Services subcommittee in the Michigan House of Representatives, Jay and his wife Joanne made some suggestions. Basically, Joanne says the state needs more treatment slots, and they need to speed up the system for prioritizing children in crisis.
There's got to be some sort of a bypass. You know, I should be able to reach out to you and go, can you help me out here? Absolutely. She's, you know, give her a bypass. Or maybe trust the professionals in the ERs to say this child needs to be serviced right now.
Harmony Gould directs hospital and residential services for Pinerest Christian Mental Health Services. She says it's unfortunately common for parents to struggle to find treatment slots for their children.
Many programs have closed, which just makes it harder when you need a bed, particularly if you're in crisis, to find that because there aren't a lot of options for families.
The state health department says the shortage of acute psychiatric care for children is a national problem. But the department says it's committed to providing quicker access to care in Michigan. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.